At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to read this. It says, hey, everybody, just want to warn you guys and keep in mind about regarding Temu and Shein, whatever. They don't have to follow U.S. regulations, so they can send products directly to the consumer without disclosing certain ingredients, products. So rule of thumb, order nothing that your skin absorbs.
Yeah, I would agree.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
be careful.
Yep. And then also, if you want to, you can download Yuka, Y-U-K-A, and screen the little barcode, and it'll tell you if it's good or bad. Or...
But if you need patio furniture.
Yep.
I'm here in Temu's, the place to go.
Yep, get to it.
Yeah.
Get to it. All right, here's the deal. Morgan Wallen hasn't been to a bar since he threw that chair. That's what he's saying. He hasn't been to a bar since the incident. Quote, and I quote Morgan Wallen, I ain't been to a bar since the last time I was in a bar, and that's when everybody knew about it. So
he's never been to a bar, or hasn't been to a bar
since he threw the chair.
Since he threw the chair. I believe that.
I do too.
Because we've seen no pictures.
No, we haven't. You're right.
Of him in a bar. Yeah, so.
He said it's the best thing he could have done for his own life.
And everybody's got a phone. Somebody would have a picture.
True. And in case you didn't hear it, this is crazy. So remember when Morgan Wallen walked off the stage in that viral video and everybody was like, what just happened? Well, I guess he got on his jet and then he wrote on the Instagram, get me to God's country. Well, now get me to God's country has kind of gone viral, correct? Right. So what does he do? He comes out with a T-shirt and hat line.
It's genius.
So smart. So smart, right?
Yeah.
Like, get me to God's country is now on T-shirts. It's now on hats. And it's $45. So he's going to make a few more million dollars. Good for him.
Yeah.
I guess.
Take advantage of it, man.
Why not?
I'm going to tell you that I came into the studio yesterday and somebody, I'm not going to say who, was looking to purchase a hat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't you.
Wasn't me. No.
It wasn't Schmidel.
I thought you were going to say anything.
Yeah, you're going to wear the hat that says, get me to God's country?
I mean,
your van shoes that are green?
Hey, I passed up on buying any merch on his tour because I spent so much on tickets.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? It's been a while, and I refrained, so I just treated myself to a hat.
That's very high, though. $45 for a hat?
Well, and not only that, it'll smush your toupee.
Yeah.
I do not look that good in a hat. I will admit that.
Does anybody ever ask you if you have a toupee?
No.
because I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a guy that I saw on TikTok, and this woman, she's cutting his hair and everything, and he's got the side hair, and he's bald, and she puts on a toupee, and it's the Carson edition. It's amazing. She like spreads all this glue on his head, and she puts it there, and then she cuts it.
Have seen those, and they make toupees now that literally you can't tell.
You can't
and
tell at all.
And they are glued on. Like, you're not getting that thing off. It's not flying off.
They pulled on it, and everything. They pulled on it, and it looked like Carson edition. So,
I mean,
do you want to tell people the model number?
Yeah, who do you use?
You know, where do you go? Like, if I were to grow my hair out, like in college, I had the flow. Like, it looked great under a helmet and under a hat, right? But, man, I tried to do that thing. And if I wouldn't gel, put any product in it, it looked like a dead rat on my head. Because my hair is so thick and, like, puffy.
Oh, my God. I want to put the rumor out there that Carson has a toupee.
People are going to be pulling on my head now.
I know, that's so funny. This is crazy. You know, in my phone, BJ Harris is Stud Muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I put him as, Stud Muffin. I mean, but who wouldn't, right?
Right. Well, it's a long story, but too long to go into.
But it works. It,
it works
all day long. And then Slacker I have as Tiny Wiener.
That's a long story, too.
It's pretty short, actually.
I know. No, the story, I mean, the story's long.
Anyway, on Masked Singer, they had a Stud Muffin. And I thought of you. Yeah, it says on Wednesday's boy band theme episode of The Masked Singer, Method Man was the next celebrity to be unmasked. He pulled off his Stud Muffin hat.
Every time.
Yeah.
I miss my opportunity to go ahead and just copyright something.
I know, right?
I should have trademarked
it. Yeah, that is crazy.
Son of a gun.
Blake Lively is under a microscope, and now old videos are coming out. All this old stuff is coming out about her. And what?
I saw that yesterday on TMZ, and I meant to grab the audio from her talking about it with the director.
Yeah.
Is about, that what you're talking about?
About how she did a wah-wah.
Yeah. And I totally forgot it until just now.
So
I'm disappointed.
That's okay. There was a video that she actually put in the movie herself of this different movie, or Gossip Girl, maybe? No.
It was a movie.
It was a movie?
Yeah.
So she decided to take over the directing part of it, and she honked him. A man.
Yeah, and she just improvised on it. And she was like, "This, you know what? This fits. This is something that the character would do, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and on the DVD for the movie, she is actually talking with the director. That's the audio that I was going to pull.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how this wasn't a decision beforehand. She came in and felt like this character would grab this dude's crotch, and that's what she is suing Justin Baldoni over, is him inserting himself into it and like taking these directorial decisions.
Did the actor know she was gonna honk him?
That's what they're saying, is that he knew, and they had a discussion beforehand in this movie, and that is the difference between what she did and what Justin Baldoni did, is she's claiming that Justin Baldoni never had a conversation with her about making out with her scene.
But here's the thing, though. All of her fans are like, come on. Like, you're being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she honked the hell out of that.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
But if he knew, then it does change things.
It does. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Consent makes a huge difference.
If it's something you discussed before the camera started rolling and you reach down there and grab him knowing it's coming, that's a little bit different than somebody taking advantage of a situation.
True story.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson is looking to leave her afternoon show when her contract expires next year. The NBC executives are searching for ways to try to keep her on the network. You know, she is getting to be like Ryan Seacrest. I mean, she has a full plate going on all the time.
What else she doing?
Well, she was doing The Voice, right?
Yep.
But she's a, you know, she does all her music and stuff. And so, and she has two kids, and she has primary custody of
them.
That's
true.
So the singer turned host of the Kelly Clarkson Show was off the air for almost 2 weeks last month for what was described as, quote, unquote, a personal matter. Now sources say that Clarkson wants to step down from the show. She has been helming since, since 2019 to spend more time with her kids, River, Rose, and son Remy.
And that makes a lot of sense because she was on Kylie Kelsey's podcast.
Yeah.
And she was complaining on how schools now just drop all these surprise performances. Like, oh, your kid's going to be performing a dance routine at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And she's like, I can't take off work.
And you think about two kids, like I barely made it to all the different crap that my kid had to do, you know? You have two kids in sports and in anything.
She has no help, though?
I'm sure, but she wants to
attend,
but she can't because she's taping out.
Well, I get that. I mean, you can't do all of the stuff, I guess, but if you've got another job. But, I mean, I would assume that she's got a lot of help, too.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't, you know, bathe them and stuff.
I don't blame her. If she's over it, you know, I'm ready to move on and do more with the family, that's fine.
But to miss your kid's performance, the best quote I ever heard is, my friend Ken Christensen said, you know, I will never remember what board meeting I missed ever, but my son will always remember the games I missed. I was like, ooh, that's
seriously, that hits hard.
Right here, man. Because you don't remember what board meeting you missed. Uh-huh. Or, I mean, you know, but your kid, remember that. My kid to this day remembers the day I was late for his drum solo. Yep. Still, he remembers. I was like, you told me the wrong time. I got the end of it. And I felt like I knew how it goes. so we'll see what happens. I like her show. She sings on it a lot, and she does collaborations with a lot of people. And so that part I really like. So that part it will be missed. Megan Fox is allowing MGK to co-parent their baby, but only at her house. He's not allowed to take the baby anywhere.
Probably a good thing.
Probably a really good
thing. Yeah,
idea.
I'm for that.
Yeah, plus I don't know if a car seat fits in her Ferrari.
No, probably not.
Yeah. No. So I guess they're getting along. She doesn't want to take him back. He wants to get back together with her. And she says no. So they're such drama, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I'm kind of over those two. Let's see here. Is there something else I wanted to tell you? Hold on. Nope, there's not. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Don't forget, opening day tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios here in Denver. And also on the Odyssey app, which is an app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Hear the podcast there later today, too. Mentioned this a few minutes ago. Opening day tomorrow. Lots of baseball fans and just a lot of people that like to party.
True.
Are headed downtown tomorrow to fill up the bars, restaurants. It's a good thing. It's a big day for them.
It is a big day. It's like it's when Colorado becomes alive, BJ.
It's their Christmas, Jamie.
It really is.
It really
Christmas.
Is. Yep. It's Christmas downtown. I saw where they painted the purple.
What's in your hands that's making so much noise?
A piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
A lollipop.
Are you eating? Oh, you're on your little.
I got a lollipop. I get a candy fix in the 9 o'clock
hour. I know you do. He really does.
I need a sugar fix, to get me going again. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But I saw where they put down the purple stripe yesterday downtown.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. On Blake Street, just a way of commemorating, I guess.
They've done it ever since they had a team down here since '95. I think.
Yeah.
Since '95.
I think you change it up a bit. I think you put Dinger out there and let people run over it.
Oh, the speed bump dinger?
Yeah. Put speed bump dinger out there and let cars kind of mow right over him.
What are you doing? Is this
I'm looking for different celebrations. We could do it this way. We put Dinger in a dunk tank.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now that would be because he wouldn't die in there.
Well,
he could drown, I guess.
That's what I was going to say.
Got that big head on, right?
Okay.
All right. Did you see where the Tesla owner is suing one of his vandals? Somebody keyed his car, suing for $1 million?
No.
Can you win a suit like that?
I don't know. I bet you could. Well, the car's not worth
a million.
I doubt, dude. Keying someone's car is not worth $1 million. You could sue someone for the value that it costs to fix your car, but not $1 million.
But maybe it's the pain and suffering.
Maybe,
trauma.
Yeah.
Well, the victim is seeking $1 million, and we sat down with his attorney, who tells me that he believes that this is the first civil lawsuit that has been filed in connection to this Tesla takedown movement. His client, who wants to stay anonymous, fearing that he is going to be targeted, was returning back from the trip. He left his car at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. When he saw this, he realized his car had been keyed, so he checked the cameras. That's when he saw the man walk by and vandalize his car. Mm-hmm. So he posted on X. He wanted to find out who did this. That video quickly went viral. It even caught the attention of Donald Trump Jr., who posted the video and said, quote, "Internet, do your thing." Well, according to the lawsuit, that video helped identify Rafael Hernandez, who was arrested and charged with criminal mischief and since posted his bond. The victim's attorney told us, like so many of these victims here, his client just likes the car, and that's why he bought it, and he's apolitical.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get $1 million.
Yeah, so. I don't either.
Yeah, that seems a little weird to me.
A little high.
Yeah, I mean, it is now determined that if you key a car, especially the Tesla, that it's like domestic terrorism, right?
Did that ever get passed?
I think that's what it's been labeled as. So maybe, you know, for being a victim of a terrorist?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It just seems like $1 million.
I know they talked about, but I don't know if it ever went through.
I don't know. I don't know if you can get $1 million. Plus, you got to pay your lawyer fees. Yeah. Well, that's a gamble, right?
It is.
I mean, your lawyer fees could be $50,000, and what if you lose?
What do you got, Spadell?
It looks like they're trying to pass an executive order for it, but nothing has actually come out.
Did you guys see that Subway has nachos?
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see
that. Foot-long nachos.
Wait a minute. Foot-long?
Yeah, that's what they said. Or is this an April Fool's that come up late?
That might be April Fool's.
God, I can't stand it when it doesn't refresh.
Well, but I know Jamie. They've got like the footlong Oreo cookies and the footlong churro. I don't know if they have footlong nachos.
Oh my God. This is the second time today. Isn't this not? This is the second time today something hasn't refreshed. Yeah. And I'm looking at April 1st.
Yeah, you're
like a Home Depot charging $5 for parking spots.
Yeah, you're running 24 hours behind right now.
Yeah. Well, that one went viral too. It was Home Depot. They said that they were going to charge $5, and it started as April Fool's, but then news agencies ran with it that it was real, and so it's still out there that it's a real story.
But it's not.
I'm seeing it everywhere.
Though. You are.
It looks real.
It the looks
nachos?
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said it's going to be everybody's dream.
And they got three kinds.
What do you mean foot long? Just the container they're in.
Yeah. They're in like a boat.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So finally, something's right.
I thought you had a nacho chip that was a foot long. Holy hell!
BJ and Jamie.
Well, there you go. Thursday in the bag, man. I think I'm going to have a burrito today.
Are you okay?
I talked myself into
did
it.
Did you bite your cheek or something?
I broke a tooth.
Oh, no.
What?
You did?
I broke a whole back half off of it.
Oh, no.
With that hard candy.
Oh, you did?
It came out of Slacker's box in there. His little bucket he has the candy in.
He has a tiny bucket.
He's got a little bucket with candy in it back there. It's got dum-dums.
Yeah. And you broke it
and I had a dum-dum and I bit on it because I can't take hard candy. I can't eat it or just suck on it till the end.
Yeah, I can't either.
I've got to bite into it. I get impatient, right? So I bit into it and it broke off my tooth.
Oh, no.
Now I gotta go to the dentist.
You're having a good day.
I think I'm gonna sue him.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to sue somebody.
You have?
I think it'll get publicity if I sue Slacker. A little cross promotion there.
You need a nap, I think. I think it's time for a nap.
If I get, think about this for a minute.
It's time for his nap, everybody,
you get it, don't you?
Yeah, make it all over the media. Like, who wouldn't be able to talk about two co-hosts suing each other on the same station?
Oh, yeah. We could be in USA Today.
Yeah. National news, man.
Exactly. BJ sues Slacker over Dum Dum.
Are you done?
We got to go.
Dum-dum.
I lost half a tooth.
I know.
I'm not good
that
right now.
That sounds painful.
I'm not thinking clearly. Yeah. That's what it is. Through all the pain.
Yeah.
Right? Anything else?
No,
anything else
I don't think
are
so.
We done?
We're done.
All right, tomorrow's opening day. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to remind you of something.
Yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow, you and I matching with jerseys.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Right. Yeah, I remember.
You and I, we were going to match jerseys tomorrow.
So
we're going to wear.
Right?
We're cute.
It's going to be so cute.
We're going to wear our Colorado Rockies jerseys tomorrow.
It's going to be so cute.
And my Rockies baseball hat. And we're going to look cute. Carson, do you have a jersey?
I don't, but I have a shirt. I'll wear my shirt.
All right.
Doesn't count. You gotta have a jersey.
You gotta have
a jersey.
Yeah, gotta have a
jersey. I don't have a jersey, sorry.
I actually don't think I do either.
I was gonna say, do you have one?
I don't think I do. Not a real jersey.
You don't have a jersey?
No, I don't think
so. What the hell are you making this deal for?
You can borrow mine.
Spadell, you have it.
And it doesn't have anybody's name on the back. It just says Colorado Rockies.
That's not the problem. That's not the problem.
When's the last time it was washed?
That's a good question.
Exactly.
Dude, if you remember, yesterday we're doing a ribbon cutting ceremony out here with Belco, and then all of a sudden Slacker, remember, he says, I smell weed.
Yeah.
And just gets on my clothes from my other job.
I know.
But again, it would be on your jersey that you're loaning to Jamie.
Yeah.
And she would walk around.
I'm good. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out something to wear. That'll be fine.
See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.